This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O. Your sports station.
It is the number one team in the state playing the number one team in the state tonight here on WOGO, and it's not an inter-squad game. This is the number one team in Division One, the Chi-High Cardinals, against the numero uno team in D2, the New Richmond Tigers, tonight. This should be a dandy. Good to have you along. My name's Greg Stewart with former Cardinal defenseman Cooper Bosvick. Our producer tonight is awesome Dawson Halverson. And this one's at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Round two, the Cards knocked off the Tigers about a month ago, 7-2. Gus Thorpe with three goals, Drew Bovey a couple of goals. Cards drew 10 minutes of penalties in the game. Can't afford that tonight, but won that game part of a current 12-game winning streak. And Coop, an important week here before the postseason, as the Cards will host New Richmond tonight, one of the top teams in the state. And then the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, team that is probably going to be heard from in the postseason this week, at Chi-High with a chance to win the BRC outright for the first time since 1989.
Yeah, obviously this is such a huge week. Two really tough opponents this week, but it kind of works out perfectly in our schedule that we're playing teams like this right as we're going into the playoffs. You know, we're playing tough competition right away. This is going to be the toughest team that we've seen in a couple weeks, I'd say.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
I'm really excited about the competition tonight, and it's as well on Thursday.
Cards are on a roll. They have won four straight shutout games, part of the 12-game winning streak. To Richmond, winners of three of their last four. They come in here at 12-8-1 overall, 5-6-1 in the BRC. Chi-High 19-3 in their overall record, and 12-0 in the BRC. But when you look at New Richmond's schedule, it's pretty close to as tough as ours.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this team's good enough to play in Division One. I mean, they really are. The size of their school kind of limits them here, but they're a very, very strong hockey team, and they have been for the last several years since they've been added into our conference. So definitely not a team that we can overlook, even though we did beat them pretty handily last time. But these guys took Hudson, you know, and tied them last week.
Yeah,
so,
2-2.
They're a really tough opponent. And the Cardinals need to have it strapped in tonight.
Yeah, and they beat Bayport, second-ranked team of the state, D1 team. So, yeah, this is a very good team. Now, they did lose some players from that state title team last year, including Blake Milton, their goaltender, the player of the year of the BRC. He was first-team All-State goaltender. Easton Schmidt, in fact, their top defensive pair, both graduated Easton Schmidt All-State, Ben Hahn. And Reese Kubner, another forward, graduated. It was all BRC as well. So they aren't quite as loaded as last year, but this team's starting to peak here at the end of the season.
Yeah, they're hitting their stride just like we are, you know, at the right time. So this is kind of nice that we get to warm up, I would say, with this team before we go play Memorial on Thursday, a sectional opponent. Again, all sections are already set, you know, I know all that. But that's going to be, I would say, a really, really important game going into the playoffs. And not this one isn't, but this is going to be a nice warm-up for that Memorial game for sure.
Absolutely. So that leads us to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what do we need to do to pick up our 20th victory of the year here?
You know, this throughout the year, there's been several different times where we've come out of the gate slow. I've talked about this a lot of times. This has been a key many times. Score first. Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
It sounds simple on paper. And then the next two things are things that I think that we've been doing really, really well that I want to see us continue to do well, and that's going to be the forecheck. Our opponents have a tough time getting out of the zone. When we're putting that forecheck on them, sometimes it takes everything they have, or they have to ice the puck. I want to see that continue tonight. The last thing is just passing. Our overall passing has been so phenomenal. Tape to tape, everybody's giving up the puck to their buddies, and that's something that we need to see continue. So that's going to be big.
All right, there you go. Our Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you will find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Season winded down here. A couple of key games to be tournament tested here in about a week. Chi-Hi will open up next Thursday against the winner of D.C. Everest and Eau Claire North. And by the way, we're going to have the Friday CFM playoff game as well the day after the girls' team Friday night 6:40 pregame show for both games there. But, yeah, it's time where, you know, you got to get your game faces, your postseason faces on here.
Right, as a player, you know, like, hey, these are our last two games. We need to be locked in. And this team has done such a good job the last couple of weeks in preparing for the playoffs. And from the sounds of things, their practices have been really good as well.
That's good.
Super intense. So this team's loaded for bear. Their seniors have done an awesome job leading this team. And Gus Slorp has done a nice job as a leader as well, even being just a sophomore. So stay the course if you're the Chi-Hi Cardinals right now.
Yeah, keep it going. Same direction. All right, Coop and Greg up here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, and we'll catch up with Austin Taylor, the assistant coach for the Cards, live downstairs in just a few minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High Hockey tonight on AM 680, 103.1 FM, Wogo.com, and also on Cards TV. And we can link you to the video hookup where you'll hear our play-by-play and watch the game at our WOGO.com website. Just go to the sports schedule page, and at the bottom right there is a link to Cards TV. Let's get downstairs. Coop is live with assistant coach Austin Taylor of the Cards.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Austin Taylor. Austin, we're still looking to go undefeated in the BRC yet again this week. What is the importance of that, even now, you know, and also tonight if we win, we'll win the BRC outright. How important is that?
Yeah, you know, a couple things. Like, it's just want to take it one game at a time. Don't want to focus on the whole year of going undefeated, but New Richmond's playing some pretty good hockey lately. They tied a really good Hudson team. They beat really good Bayport team, both ranked in the top six in Division One. So, I mean, they're a good team. They're number one in Division Two. Swept us last year. So, for us to come in and protect our home ice tonight, it's big. And as far as winning the BRC, it's a huge deal to us, right? It's been since '89. It's a tough conference to play in. But at the end of the day, we haven't addressed it too much with the boys because we're focused on a little something bigger this year. Like Mike Thompson put it, it's one box checked and we're on to more. So tonight we're really just worried about coming out and winning this game and really playing well heading into the playoffs is what's important to us.
What are you expecting from New Richmond tonight?
You know, like I mentioned, they're playing good hockey right now. They just tied Hudson, and I think that as the year's gone on, they've continued to improve. And like we talked about wanting to peak as they're entering the playoffs, that's exactly what they're looking to do too. They're doing a good job kind of protecting the back end a little bit and limiting high-quality dangerous shots. So like I've talked about with us wanting to, you know, get to the middle, they're going to try to take that away from us.
What's it going to take to come away with the W tonight?
You know, we're a better team when we come out and have success early. So for us, it'd be good to pop in a goal early in the game. You know, if we don't get one in the first 7 or 8 minutes, sometimes we find ourselves waiting to get one in the third. So for us, I think we just want to come out hard. It's senior night. We talked about the importance of playing hard for our seniors. It's their last game here on this sheet. They're only guaranteed one more game here after that, you know, and then from there, who knows what could happen. So just coming out early and just executing and getting to the net. And like I said, New Richmond's going to want to take the middle away from us. We're going to have to find a way to take that back and get to the net. So,
Austin, I appreciate your time. Good luck tonight. Come away with a W, huh?
Thanks, Coop. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, last year, Chi High was swept by the Tigers, losing 4-2 in the first game. And also a 5-1 score in that second game. So Chi High looking to reverse things this year. Winning the first game, hoping to win the second game at home. This would be the last time that we would play New Richmond this year, as they are a D2 team. Here's a goalie matchup for the Tigers. A junior, Ryan McGillis, comes in. Between the pipes, he is 12-8-2. Goals against average of .353. Save percentage of .850. And the workhorse for the Cards, Mick Marlowe, the senior. 18-2 record for Mick. Goals against average, a minuscule .130, and a save percentage of .934 coming in here tonight. And he is riding a four-game streak of shutouts here. He has just been phenomenal this year, Mick Marlowe. We'll take a break. This is Cardinal Countdown, and more to come here before the drop of the puck at the top of the hour. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wirzgala.com. Wirzgala Company.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chi High Hockey tonight, the number one ranked team of the state facing the number one ranked team at D2. It's the Cards hosting New Richmond. And our officials tonight got the family thing going. Dave Bestel is one of the referees. His son Gabe Bestel played for Eau Claire North, is a linesman. And Joey Kohler is a referee here tonight. And they're related to Austin Taylor. Austin's brother, Nate, has got a couple of boys playing youth hockey, and they're going to be the youth hockey players of the night.
Yeah, it's family affair tonight for Coach Taylor.
Yeah, and should we mention the big news for Austin, Coach Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could.
Okay, we won't. we'll save that for later on.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, a lot of family things going on here tonight, you know, with connections and lots of fun here. So the New Richmond Tigers on the ice with their orange jerseys, black breezers, and white trim. Cards going to wear their home whites here tonight. Black breezers and the red trim here tonight. Hopefully winning a game, but it's going to be a tough one against New Richmond. Out comes Mick Marlowe to start things out. Here come the rest of the Cards. And this is a New Richmond team that, you know, is battle-tested this season with an outstanding schedule. They play teams tough, and I completely anticipate that they will be playing us tough here tonight as well. So the players on the ice, 17 up on the board, and we are about ready for the drop of the puck in a few moments. Good crowd on hand filling in here tonight. Here's the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the New Richmond Tigers in goal, number 30, Ryan McGillis. The defenseman, number 3, Joe Heppner. And number 25, Lance Howard. The center, number 15, Bjorn Bonneman. And the wings, number 8, Matthew Unger. And number 20, Steve Chapman. And the rest of the Tigers, along with their head coach, John Larson, and assistant coaches Ryan Kelly, Drew Kelly, and T.J. Huber. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we'll be introducing two youth hockey player of the night. First youth hockey player of the night is Jackson Taylor. Jackson plays forward on the Mite team and is a second grader at Southview Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. Parents are Nate and Elizabeth, and he's being escorted out with number 5, Sam Hebert. The second youth hockey player of the night, his brother, Landon Taylor. Landon plays forward on the Pee Wee B and is a fifth grader at Southview Elementary. Favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. And Landon is accompanied by number 14, Brent Krista. Ladies and gentlemen, youth hockey players of the night. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're also honoring our seniors tonight. They'll be starting. First, we'll be introducing the managers. First is Claire Bidette. She's on the bench, two-year letter winner. And the second one, Addison Hunt, also a manager and a two-year letter winner. Ladies and gentlemen, the managers for the Chi-High Hockey. And now the starting line for the Cardinals. In goal, first one-year letter winner, number 31, Mick Marlowe. A wing and a two-year letter winner, number 6, Carter Bovey. Defenseman and a three-year letter winner, number 22, Kaden Svoboda. A center and three-year letter winner, number 7, Mason Johnson. And a wing, number three-year letter winner, number 8, Jackson Hoym. And the final starter, a sophomore defenseman, Gus Thorpe. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches, Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. We'll have the drop of the puck in a couple of minutes here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals in a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for three. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in!
Finally! Ethan to Evan Foyles.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Oh, what a game it's going to be tonight. Got the top team in D1, the Chi-High Cardinals. They've rolled this season. And the New Richmond Tigers, a team that has battled along. They are 12-8-1, but better than their record, I think. And they will give us a tussle here tonight on our home ice. It's going to be Chapman, Bottoman, and Unger up front. A couple of juniors and a senior for New Richmond. And a junior, a couple of juniors defensively, Howard and Heppner. And for the Cards, it's Drew and Mason and Jackson up front. You've got Swobes and Gus Thorpe defensively. And here we go. Chi-High rolls back in their own zone, picks it up. And here come the Cards across the line with space is Mason Johnson. Johnson now ducks back, will go cross ice for Thorpe, and the return pass on the back door, and they nearly got one past McGinnis, McGillis, rather, the goaltender. That was Jackson Hoym set up on the right post, and he just barely missed it. This one is rocketed into the left wing corner, picked up by the Tigers off the window, and it's going to be hauled in by Thorpe a few feet inside his own blue stripe, and he'll exit stage right for a rest. The Cards will throw Sam Hebert out there right now in his stead, and along with Krista. This one in the right wing corner. That was Evan Foyles. This line I'm expecting a lot from, I think, Coop. This has been a pretty good line, the second line.
Yeah, they've been unbelievable the last few games.
Here's New Richmond on the breakout. Tapped off the stick of Langness. Got a couple of Langness boys here. Ketcher and Canton. How about those names? Ketcher and Canton. Ketcher is on the second line. And you got Canton, both guys actually on the same line. Canton and Ketcher Langness. A couple of sets of bros on this New Richmond team. This one wrapped around the wall by the Tigers after the draw in their own zone. Off the icing call. And here comes Sweet into the zone. Rockets one off the glove of Mitch. And Nick Marlowe, rather. And Marlowe able to just keep the stone out from back of the cage. He was sprawled all over the ice and somehow got enough of it in his mitt to hold on.
Yeah, he almost gave up his first goal in several games.
Oh, man.
Pretty close call.
Well, the first one was an easy save for him. He kind of tied him up a little bit. And then he dropped the puck, and the Tigers pounced on it. 15:38 left to go. There's the hard around by Chai High. They can't clear. It's at the top of the wheel on the right side, still inside the Cards' defensive zone. Centering pass right on from Ketcher Langness, and this one is going to be cleared by the Cards into the right wing corner now of the Richmond zone. Icing waved off. Chai High trying to work the forecheck, and this one cross ice on the break for the Tigers. They come in, cross the blue line, dump one in the left wing corner, try to chase it down here. A couple of minutes into the first period, no score, but Chai High had to fight one off as Marlowe nearly gave up an early goal. This one is chipped into the zone by Drew, and he'll head to the bench for the break, and Chai High changes up their forward line. Now it's Ethan Foyles into the zone. Foyles will feather this one in the left wing corner, comes around to the right side, and a centering pass is blocked out in front by New Richmond. Cards on it again, trying to maneuver one off the wall. This one's going to come back to Krista as he slides over to his left, and this one tipped off a New Richmond stick. It's going to go all the way down, and the Cards have to retreat. Sam Hebert picks it up, goes to the forehand. Now the breakout pass, and they handed it right to New Richmond's Matt Unger. He was surprised himself and then lost the rock, but here comes the Tigers again, a giveaway. Steve Chapman's got it. An assistant captain on this team, all BRC team player last year. Boy, the Cards have been kind of sloppy here, Coop, in the opening couple of minutes.
Yeah, they simply put, they need to pick it up right now.
Yeah, I'll see. Kind of sitting back here a little bit, and they're going to get bit. 13:54 left to go, and an icing call here on Chai High.
Yeah, just, you know, came out with an awesome scoring chance in that first shift of the game, and I thought, here we go. Typical Cardinal forecheck here, but pretty sloppy since then, especially in the defensive zone, so they're going to have to tighten it up.
Bjorn Bonneman, here's a hockey name, Bjorn Bonneman, to take the draw for New Richmond, but the Cards able to spin this one back up out of harm's way and through neutral ice and into the zone, into the attacking zone. Here is Jackson Hoyt. He was tied up with a couple of Tigers there. Cards rotate back, trying to keep the zone, and it's tipped off the far wall and ahead for New Richmond. Here is Bonneman right now. Lost it on the poke check, and it's loose in behind the net. Going to be scooped up right there by the Cards. Drew Bolme coughed it up in the zone and was a little bit surprised himself as it was stripped, and the Cards quickly get back on it. 13:14 left to go. Cards struggling to break out a little bit. This one is fanned on by Swobes, but he got enough of it to get it in the zone. And here comes Jackson Hoyt. Lifts the stick of the defenseman, and then it comes back for Swobes. He'll gun this one into the left wing corner. It's going to ricochet into the right, and the Cards with a couple of players on it right here with 12:54 left to go. New Richmond, though, with a clear path, and Lance Howard will carry it out through the center ice and into the chi-high zone. There's the INT. Swobes fanning on it himself. The Cards, somebody chopped off an inch or two of our sticks here maybe before the game, because the Cards fanning on it. They look a little out of kilter here. This one, the harder route all the way down. And an icing call on chi-high with 12:28 left to go in the first period.
One of the things about being the first-ranked team in the state is you're going to get everybody's best hockey game. And you know New Richmond's going to be like, no, we want to prove that we're the best in the state overall.
Yeah.
So
every team wants to beat chi-high this year.
Right. So you can't let up an inch.
There's the drop of the right wheel. Card zone and a hard shot right through the paint from the far wall by Gage Fox. Here's Chai Hai in transition. It is Carlson. Carlson with a shot and it went in. Carlson off the crossbar. Ricochet to the net. And Chai Hai leads it 1-0 on the quick counter.
Near side shelf for Carlson. Unbelievable shot. He had a buddy with him. It was a 2-on-1, and he offered for the shot, and I'm glad that he did, because it's 1-0 Cardinals.
That's how you do it. 4:48, time of the goal for number 15 for Chai High. Brett picks up his fifth goal of the year, 16 points, and maybe this will be the wake-up call here, huh? Chai High guns it in. That's Krista. Walked up, got pinched on the wall, but able to throw the rock in the zone. Yeah, Brett Carlson with a nice goal.
Sorry, I let my emotions get the best of me there. It just started blurting out stuff. There was an offsides call there that was really close, and I was just hoping that we would have stayed on sides there.
Yeah. Matt Fournette, the assist, 4:48 time of the goal, and Chai High up 1-0. 11:57 left to go here in the first period. There's the drop on the dot outside the New Richmond D zone. And this one back in the Cards into the ice. And here's Chai High working it up into the center wheel. New Richmond with the pick. And this one's going to be dropped in the Chai High zone. Gus Thorpe tracks it down. Thorpe looking over his shoulder at a New Richmond player coming in. But Gus has got about a foot on everybody. So no worries there. Just want to make sure he didn't get picked off. And the puck is loose. We got a trip call right here in the Chai High zone. So we'll have our first power play.
I think we're actually going on the kill.
Well, I mean, one team's going to have their power play.
Right.
That's what I meant.
Oh,
first
gotcha.
Power play of the game. But, yeah, it's going to be New Richmond. And a trip on Swobes. So the Tigers are going to get the power play here tonight, the first one of the evening. And they come in at 27.5 with a man advantage percentage. And Chai High 85.5 in the kill. And here is New Richmond. We'll see their power play unit for the first time. Intercepted. And it's going to be lifted all the way down by Jackson Hoym. We got Hoym, Drew out there, along with Mason Johnson and Gus Thorpe, the A-team. Here is Thorpe on the half wall. Coughed it up. It's loose. And a quick shot by Chapman. And that one gunned right into a Chai High player, so it kicked around between the circles and loose in the corner. Chai High, kind of a loose box right now. Then they feathered it out, muscled out right there by Jackson Hoym. He'll come off, Mason Johnson off. Foils on for Chai High, Carter Bobey as well. The D's stay out there. Here comes New Richmond with 1:05 left to go in the power play. They'll lug this one into the left wing corner, but Chai High has it right now, trying to score shorthanded. They've had a number of those this year. The Cards, in a sense, play better shorthanded than they do power play at times. And this one is going to be floated back out to neutral. And right there is Sam Hebert. Chai High now on the attack. Here is Foyles with a one-timer. Thumped into the right-wing corner by McGillis, the Richmond goaltender. And the Tigers have it right here. This is sweet. Dances his way up the ice. Then coughed it up out at neutral. Chai High is right there. This line near the end of their stay on the ice. That's Foyles. He's looking to head to the bench here pretty soon. And long pitch ahead by Chai High. Foyles is going to head to the bench. And that top unit of Johnson and Hoym back out for the Cards. Here is Savarine for New Richmond. He'll race into the left wing corner. 3 seconds down to 2 seconds left to go on the power play. Fanned by the Tigers, but they still hold it. Cards try to get that last player out, and they finally do. That's Drew, but it's left right out in front of the goaltender. Cards have it. Here is Drew. Throws it ahead for Jackson Hoyb. Puts the afterburners on. Hoyb, they caught up to him. That was Sabourin, who disrupted his chance to head to the hole. And it's going to be countering with Bjorn Bonneman right now for New Richmond. Bonneman had it for a while, then the Cards reached him in the left circle with 8:56 left to go. And it is going to be Jackson Hoyb for Chi High right now. He's got Drew on his wing. Over to Thorpe on the left side. Launches a shot. We got a delayed call right here. And it's going to be on New Richmond. So the Cards head to the power play here. When New Richmond touches the rock, it is Drew Bowlby. Cards still have it. They control it. Goaltender out of the net. The extra attacker on. Here is Thorpe in the high slot. Hands off to the right. One-timer on net. That hit the goaltender, and it went in. Came off McGillis. Ricocheted off the goaltender, who did not have the iron on the near side. And it found a hole, and it is 2-0 Chi High. Power play goal right there.
Opportunistic goal by the Cardinals there. Really late hit on Gus Thorpe, and he's not happy about it, but he was able to gather himself and make a great pass. And sorry, we had some confusion up here.
8:35, time of the goal.
But anyway, made a great pass, and it led to a nice goal by the Cardinals, 2-0.
Yeah, after that really slow start, they've seemed to come around here. The alarm went off, I think.
Yeah. And I think that New Richmond has woken the sleeping bear in Gus Thorpe.
Yeah, here's an icing call against Chi High.
I think they just made a mistake. They made him mad.
Don't make number 18 mad, for sure. Yeah, Chi High with second goal here tonight to make it 2-0. Over to Richmond. And the face-off in the Card zone. Chi High able to grab it right here. This is Fournette. Fournette across the line. Evan Foyles with the goal, by the way. And Gus Thorpe the assist. And Swobes is going to get an assist as well. Here come the Tigers into the Chi High zone. They played it to the bottom of the cage. Nick Marlowe came out, cut that one off, and Chi High able to clear out to neutral and thumped right back in by New Richmond. 7:45 left to go here in the second period. Goals by Carlson and Evan Foyles here tonight. Evan's 15th goal of the season. He is really playing well down the stretch. Here is New Richmond trying to go to Langness. Canton Langness, and he couldn't find it. Kicked around inside the Chi High zone, and it's going to be picked up by Evan Foyles, who just scored. Foyles has got it right now. Walks it into the right wing corner, and it swept off his stick. New Richmond back through center ice, but Chi High is there to stop him. The Tigers player, and it comes into the left wing corner in the New Richmond zone. Flagged down by Andy Johnson. Not our Andy Johnson, but New Richmond's Andy Johnson. And he tried to wing it to the forward on the far dasher. And this one is cut off by Swobes. Here he tried to hand off to Gus Thorpe. Couldn't find it, but got some help from a teammate. But an offsides call here on Chi High from linesman Gabe Bestel. 6:48 left to go in this first period. Cards up by Deuce. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Face off just outside the New Richmond D zone. Shot 7-6 in favor of the Cards. With 6:48 left to go in the first period. Here we are, ready to drop it. Face off. Cards try to push it ahead. And that didn't work. And it's going to be hauled in by Andy Johnson for New Richmond. Johnson, center, he passed right there. And it was just tipped off the stick of the Richmond player. That was Canton Langness, who was stationed right out in front of Nick Marlowe. Marlowe able to make the save. And it's still 2-0. Here's Chi High at the blue line, their own blue line, trying to clear it, get some momentum going the other direction. And the Cards have it out at neutral ice. Krista trying to muzzle it ahead. And a scrum right along the center red line with 6:08 left to go. Cards, if they can win here tonight, will win the BRC outright. They have a two-game edge with two to play. Top lines will spin off here on the change with 5:54 left to go. And this one banked around the wall by New Richmond in the Card zone. Shot 7-7 right now. Here come the Chi-High Cardinals on the break. Long lead pass right there for Carter Bobey. Couldn't handle it. Lost it. But Carlson picks it up in the zone. Carlson's got a goal here tonight. There's Bobey. The drop for Foyles. Brett Carlson on the doorstep just waiting for a rebound. That one went past the goal. He flags it down the right wing corner. We're down to 5:22 left to go in the period. And it's cleared out through neutral by New Richmond. Here's Chi-High mounting a charge into the zone. And this one's going to go into the right wing corner. And the Cards have it. Here is Foyles. Evan carries it, stops on the half wall, trying to open up some ice. Chipped ahead right along the yellow stripe. New Richmond's got it, lifted in the air. And here come the Tigers. It's one-on-one. Gage Fox rubbed out of the wall by Thorpe with 4:47 left to go. The puck comes free. Chi-High breaking out right now. It's Bobey. He lost it. Put some body, though, into the New Richmond player. That was Sweet. Sweet check, and Sweet had the puck. And Chi-High able to maneuver the puck in the New Richmond zone. Here is Sweet, tries to work the puck out, and does. And Richmond 2-on-2 right now as they head toward the Chi-High zone, but an offsides call right there on the Tigers. 4:23 left to go in the period. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Chi-High controls the puck off the draw with 4:15 left to go here in this first period. Cards up by two on goals by Carlson and Foyles. And this one is wedged into the left wing corner by Chi-High's Krista. Here's a battle for it in the left elbow. Peeled off the wall by New Richmond. And it's going to be Canton Langness into the zone. And he pitches ahead for his brother, catcher Langness. And he barely beat Marlowe with a nice lifted shot right there. But Mick able to knock it down and keep it out from the back of the net. 3:44 left to go in the period. Shots 8-7 in favor of New Richmond. And the Cards with a delayed offsides have to retreat. Here are the Tigers right now. It is Bonneman who comes in. Threw a shot just wide of the cage. That was a nice shot right there by Bjorn Bonneman. And Chi-High, a little bit of a lull right here for the Cards with 3:18 left to go in the period. Andy Johnson for New Richmond. Tried to go off to his right, lost the puck, and this one floats into the right wing corner of the New Richmond D zone as we take it down to 3 minutes left to go. First period. It's Johnson for the Tigers. Up to Unger. Turns, twists one in, and this one's going to float in from right to left in the Chi-High D zone. Smobes gets on it, tries to chip it ahead one-handed, and it's going to be Evan Foyles with it right now. Evan crosses the line, harassed as he came in by Savarine, and it's in the left wing corner. Now left wing wheel, and it's going to be picked up on the counter by New Richmond. Dropped in on a one-hopper on Marlowe down there just to block it, and he does, and leaves it for his D. Cards kick it over, and it is Gus Thorpe. Back pedals, looks for an opening. Hands off, gets the return pass, and Thorpe has got it right now along the near wall. Thorpe glides in, had it poke checked off his stick. It was one on two, and this one goes in behind the goaltender. Kicked around, and McGillis was tied up a little bit, but it's cleared out to neutral by New Richmond with 2 minutes left to go here in the period. 2-0 Chi-High. Got to keep them out of our end of the ice here in the closing minutes of this stanza. Cards tried to stay number one and pick up their 13th straight victory. This one is going to come back out to neutral ice and through and track down right there by Sam Hebert. Hebert goes to his defensive partner. 1:30 left to go here in the first period. Swept in by Carter Bovey. He'll head to the box. And it is Sam Hebert out in his place, along with Krista defensively for Chi High. Cards have it inside the zone. Here is Mason Johnson. He dragged it and pulled the goaltender and found an opening on the left side. And 3-0 Chi High as number 7 did his stuff and lit the lamp right there to make it 3-0.
All you can do is shake your head.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, I was just pretty much begging for him to shoot the puck there. And I'm glad he waited because yeah. That was pretty awesome.
It was beautiful.
What a play by Mason Johnson. But that third line of the Cardinals is just dominant tonight.
Yeah.
Carter Bovey is looking really strong, and so is Carlson. So look for them to continue to be a factor tonight.
15:39, a non-assisted goal for Mason Johnson. That's his 19th of the year, his 43rd point. We're going to have a couple of 50-point scorers this year, Coop.
That's a really big accomplishment.
Jackson and Mason, amazing. And we got literally three guys with a chance for 50 points this year. When you put Drew Bovey in the mix. Under a minute to go in the period. 3-0 Chi High after a very slow start. The Cards, Nick Marlowe has done a great job too, because New Richmond's had very nice shots on our goaltender. And here is Jackson Hoym in the final 35 seconds of the period. Hoym in the left wing corner. Lost the handle. Cleared by New Richmond all the way down. Weissen's going to be waved off, as they thought Gus Thorpe had a chance at it. And Thorpe is going to pick it up and try to carry it out himself. There's the INT. And it's going to be laid back in the left wing corner by Unger. Now to the top of the circle. Unger races in, make that Andy Johnson raced in for New Richmond. Down to 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 5 seconds. We'll take it down in this period, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, pinned up against the yellow stripe. And that will do it. Shots 8 apiece, but Chi High leads in the all-important stats. 3-0 here against the Tigers. And, it doesn't feel that dominant. We've had some very nice goals, but it hasn't been like we've eaten them up here in the first period.
No, I mean, it's been a very back and forth game, but it seems like Chi High has capitalized on all of its grade A scoring chances other than maybe one right away. So that's kind of the difference in the game so far, is we've capitalized on our chances. They haven't. Mick Marlowe stood up tall for us so far. But, the Cardinals are not playing their best hockey game right now.
No, they're not.
They're playing good enough.
Maybe a good sign. If you're not playing well, you still lead 3-0 against a top-ranked team in the state. Maybe that's good. Although they can't take any time off here in a few games.
Right. You know, this team is just full of prolific goal scorers.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That shot by Carlson was a goal scorer's goal. It was beautiful. So that really helps. When you're not playing your best, you can still come out and win. But, we're not seeing them really take over these games like we have recently. So they're going to make some adjustments for sure. And I'm expecting a lot more dominant performance in the second here.
I think so, too. Well, it's fun. We got Cards TV here tonight. We're going to have a couple of student reporters with us from the stands. Jack and Josie are going to join us across the way in a little bit here as we are in the first intermission. Chi High up 3-0. We'll connect with Jack and Josie in a little bit. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Cards hockey tonight. It's the number one team at D1 leading the number one team at D2. Chi High with a 3-0 lead over to Richmond after one period. Shots 8-8 here tonight. At times, Chi High look a little slow, a little bored out here tonight. You can't afford to do that here at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think it just potentially, like I said before the game, you know, this is the toughest opponent we've faced in a couple weeks. So I think it's just kind of like a, you know, kind of getting your legs back underneath you and getting used to the pace of the game again.
It's true.
I think the second half was definitely a lot better. Just need some adjustments in the defensive zone, kind of need to lock it in a little bit. A lot of the mistakes you made have just been kind of simple mental mistakes. So, yeah, just maybe a little bit more focus, and hopefully we can have a little bit better period.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
We're still up 3-0. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
we'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you're playing bad, you're still leading 3-0.
Right.
Says a lot about
exactly.
Your team.
So,
by the way, New Richmond beat us in JV game 4-2. Oh, we have Jack Heidegger and Josie Burrish. Josie Burrish with us, a couple of students from Chi High, and they're going to join us here between periods. Are you there, Jack and Josie? Let's see. Okay, there you go. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you here.
Okay, take it away, you guys.
Thank you, Greg. I'm Jack Heidegger, and I'm down here with
Josie Burrish, and we're going to be doing some student interviews.
So far, the Cardinals have been dominating, looking for their 13th win straight. It's 3-0, and I'll give it off to Josie, who's here with Trevor and Robbie.
Trevor and Robbie, we got one question for you. What's your guys' final score prediction of tonight's game?
I'm thinking a nice 6-0 will be perfectly fine.
I'm thinking 7-0 us.
All right, perfect. Thank you, guys. Sending it back up to you, Greg.
All right, great job, Jack and Josie. Appreciate it. We'll hear from them again in the second intermission. Chi High. Hey, I'd take 7 or 8-0 for sure tonight.
That would be perfectly fine. I like that a lot.
Absolutely. It's Super Bowl weekend. Let's go for the sweep here.
Let's shut them out. And Chi-High up 3-0. Not home yet. Still got a lot of hockey to play here against a tough team. So nice, though, to have the lead here as we go into the second period. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or stop by qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Chi-High up by 3 here tonight against New Richmond, and we will take a break back in 3 here on WOGL. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep 3. Got it! And the Cardinals a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for 3. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in!
Finally! Ethan to Evan Foyles.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cards hockey tonight. It's Chi-High against New Richmond. And the home team up 3-0. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvick here. Our producer is awesome Dawson Halverson. And the Cards try to pick up their 20th victory of the year ahead of the postseason. They play at Memorial Thursday night. We will not have that as a radio game. We're going to have the Regis McDonald girls basketball game instead, with huge seating implications for that. But we will pick it up in the postseason next Thursday night. A week from this Thursday, we'll have Chi-High against the winner of BC Everest and Eau Claire North here. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And then the following night, we have the CFM Sabres, Caitlin Doherty's team, against Eau Claire Stars. 6:40 pregame show on Friday night. So back-to-back games here on WOGO, playoff games.
Good for you, Greg.
Yeah.
Back-to-back playoff games.
Yeah,
that
well,
sounds like a good
couple
of nights.
It's easier to do a two in one night. But, yeah, we just leave all the equipment. I'll sleep up here in the booth, and we'll be ready to rock and roll on Friday night. Here we go. Chi-High looking to build on a 3-0 lead against a gritty New Richmond team. Face-off at center ice. It's going to be Bonneman against Mason Johnson. And there's the drop from Gabe Bestel. And we are flying here in the second. It's Mason Johnson, left wing corner for Chi-High. Digs it out of the wall in his own zone. And a scramble for it, the Card zone. New Richmond, a team that can mount a charge here. All they need to do is put one past Mick Marlowe, and then all of a sudden it's, a two-goal game. And you know the old adage about a two-goal lead in hockey.
Yeah, it's the worst lead in hockey. Luckily, we got three. But I'm really looking for our first line to play the game that they can play. They were a little slow in the first. Need to pick it up here this period.
Mason Johnson's got a goal off this first line. And the faceoff is going to come in the Chi-High zone. You can catch us on Cards TV tonight. If you can't locate that, just go to WOGO.com, click on the sports page, and right at the bottom of the sports page, we have a link to Cards TV. Otherwise, WOGO.com worldwide and AM 680 1031 FM is where you can find us here for Chi-High hockey all the way through the season and postseason. Little delay here with the officials checking on something. And here we go. Face off in the Card zone, right wheel. Top line out there for Chi-High. And ready to carry it to the south end of the barn. Goaltender McGillis down there for the Richmond Tigers. The Tigers with the intercept. And here they come, two on two. There's a drop for Unger. And he overskated it. And Mason Johnson picks up a loose change. Johnson hands off to Jackson Hoym. Hoym dances in the zone. Hoym carries along the left wing wall. Now we'll lay it down low for Mason Johnson. Carter Bovey on this line right now. Bovey pushing it around the corner, and it's still inside the attacking zone for the Chi-High Cardinals, and now it comes loose all the way down. 15:53 remaining, second period just underway here in number two. And tipped her out at neutral ice, banked off the dasher on the far side, and it's going to be gunned into the right wing corner. A hard one comes all the way around from Swobes, and this one still inside the zone for Chi-High. Thorpe struggled with it, backs up, works the backhand into the right wing corner. Thorpe drops it off the glove on the exit pass, and that one thumps off the blocker of McGillis into the left wing corner and picked up by New Richmond. Here is Chi-High on the forecheck. That was Evan Foyles. Foyles now back to the top and the blue line. A shot taken. Came in on McGillis. Fought that one off. Goes in the left wing corner. And now it's going to come up and out of the zone for Chi-High. They back up, find the rock, and who has it now? Right underneath us. Going to be bounced around. All kinds of players touching that thing. Finally gunned in by the Tigers with 14:45 left to go here in the second. Cards backpedaling, trying to get to it. Here they come. It's going to be Ethan Foyles. Foyles moves into the zone, tried to drag it, had it swept off his tape, and this one is loose along the goal line. picked up there for Andy Johnson, and it's going to roll all the way back for Kristen. He'll lob this one off the wall on the far side. Cards trying to change up some players. Krista's out there with a fresh set of legs, and Krista's got it right now. Works it ahead for Fernette. Back to Krista. Carlson. And Carlson gunned one just wide of the cage and then turned and ripped one that was knocked down in front by Joe Heppner of New Richmond. Here is Krista right now. Tries to muscle it ahead and then was blocked by a couple of New Richmond players. Comes over for Andrew Johnson for Chi Hyde. I better use his full name here tonight because they have an Andy Johnson. So we'll call ours Andrew Johnson. Number 17's got it right now. Andrew turns, fires a forehand shot. Came off hard off the glass behind the goaltender McGillis. And New Richmond's got it. Here's Sabourin. He is bumped on the wall by Carlson. And this one's going to come back. A quick shot by Thorpe. A wrister through traffic. Hard off the window behind McGillis. And up and out of play here with 13-18 left to go in the second period.
Now some serious pressure from the Cardinals. I mean, they've had some pretty serious zone time this period. And seems like they kind of got their wheels turning, though.
Yep. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team at Eau Claire, Lake Halley anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Here's Gus Thorpe. Thorpe pivots, lobs one into the left wing corner. Cards on the attack right now. Back to Swobes at the blue line. Turned it ahead for Jackson Hoyne. Back to Swoboda. Danced with it for a moment. Now it's loose. Got a delayed call right here. And it's going to be on New Richmond as they touch up. No, it's on Chi High. Pardon me. The delayed call on Chi High. The New Richmond goaltender McGillis tries to skate to the bench. And there's the whistle. And a tripping call on the Cards on Mason Johnson. So he'll sit for two. And the Cards be short right now. Second power play of the night for the Tigers. And the faceoff is going to come in the Chi High zone.
Looks like Coach is getting an explanation for that one. Seems like there was no really stick involved. He just hit him and he fell down. But in the eyes of the ref, it was a trip, so we go on the kill now.
So Swobes and Thorpe out there for Chi High, along with Jackson Hoym and Drew Bovey on the kill unit. Here's New Richmond up on the point on the near side. And a quick one-timer on net from Matthew Unger. And that one kind of misfired a little bit. Hit Marlowe, but not a lot of beef on it. And it's cleared by Chi High. Knocked down at the blue line by Bjorn Bonneman. And New Richmond into the zone right here. Chi High with the intercept. Here comes a breakaway chance. It is Jackson Hoyme. Hoyme on the near side. And stoned by McGillis as he faked right, tried to go midway up the net on the left side. And McGillis followed him over and stopped the puck, stopped the breakaway for number 8.
Yeah, really nice save by McGillis there. But what a play by the Cardinals. Gus Thorpe with just a phenomenal pass right on his tape. And a really good opportunity shorthanded.
12-10 left to go. Second period, 1:21 on the power play for the Tigers, and they nearly gave up a shorty. Here's New Richmond right now. Dancing into the zone, left wing side. The Sabourin had it stripped, and it comes loose along the near wall. Cards start to set up in their box. And at the point of the near side is Unger, Jamison Unger, back in the high slot for Langness, and Cards bumped him a little bit off the puck and cleared all the way down with 50 seconds left to go in the power play. Sabourin rolls up to the blue line, then lost it for the Cards, and an offsides call here against New Richmond. 1-1-2-7 left on the clock, 11:27 here in the second. Chi High up 3-0, nearly 4-0 on the breakaway chance by Jackson Hoyme. And Hoyme is out there right now along with Bovey on the penalty kill. Gus Thorpe for Chi High. And here comes New Richmond. Down the slot, shot on net. turned aside by Marlowe into the right wing corner. 25 seconds left to go on the power play. New Richmond still control. Centering pass. Only guys there wearing white. Chai High's got it right now. Here is Jackson Hoyme. He is harassed as he came down by Bjorn Bonneman. Bonneman had his stick all over him. Didn't trip him up. 10 seconds left to go as the puck floats loose in the New Richmond zone. 10:53 left to go in the second. 3-0 Chai High. There's the intercept. Chai High's got it right now. And here comes Drew Bowlby. Bowlby looking off to his right for Jackson Hoyme. And a New Richmond player got in the way. And that'll do it. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey as the Tigers bring it in. Matt Unger for New Richmond. Turned, lost the rock, and it's loose in the zone. And Chai High's got it right here. A chance for a 2-on-1 rush. Cards into the zone. Here is Drew. Drew with a shot off the goaltender. McGillis had Gus Thorpe on his wing. Decided to pull the trigger on a shot himself. And that one turned into the corner by the New Richmond goaltender. This one back in the Chai High zone. 10:07 left to go. Loose out in front of Mick Marlowe. Somebody's got to sweep it out. They do finally, as Carlson picks it up and wings it out to neutral ice. Marlowe has played strong here tonight as the Cards have just kind of fallen asleep at times, and this one dribbled toward the side of the cage and pounced on by McGillis, the goaltender, with 9:51 left to go in the second.
Yeah, falling asleep at times is right. I mean, in the defensive zone right there, just zero communication between our two defensemen, and their player just got a free pass to the net.
9:45, back to action here in the New Richmond zone. Matt Fernand out there on this line. Netter getting a whole lot more playing time here at the end of the season. And Chai High dumps it in the right wing corner, and this one's going to pop loose for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe tracks it down in his own zone. Skates from right to left and now pumps the iron into the zone. Here comes Gus, past one man, past another. Rolls, opening up some ice right here. Thorpe with a try, that was knocked out, and a scramble for it inside the zone with 9:15 left to go. And it's going to be cleared for an icing call right here against the Tigers. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and approved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Here is Ethan Foyles out there right now on a shift for Chai High, along with Carter Bovey on that forward line and Evan Foyles. And this one's going to be dropped in the left wing corner. 8:52 left to go. Second period. Chai High up 3-0. All three goals scored in the first. Tipped ahead by Carter Bovey. Cut off by the Tigers. They back up, and this one ahead for Bjorn Bonneman. Bonneman throws it ahead for Steve Chapman. Back to Bonneman. Shot on net and blocked by Marlowe. And here comes Gus Thorpe. Thorpe works it ahead for Evan Foyles into the zone, but no connection right there. And here is New Richmond countering. We got a call, a trip call, as Bjorn Bonneman fell over Carter Bovey's stick. And New Richmond will have their third power play of the night coming up. It's a delayed call right here. McGillis out of his net, extra attacker on. And here is catcher Langness. Langness throws this one wide of the cage and finally touched up by the home team, and you got a call right here. That was more of an accident.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yep. That didn't hurt, though. I mean, he had a head of steam, and it was just like,
yeah.
It was definitely an accident, but it's a trip every day of the week. But, man, the Cards are playing better on the kill than they are on 5-on-5 right now.
Yeah,
so
I would say so. Well, here we go on the kill again. 7:59 left to go in the period. And Chai High tries to drag it into the right wing corner. But New Richmond pries it off the wall, and it's still in New Richmond's possession. Here comes Chai High, though. A counter with a potential 2-on-1. It is Jackson Hoyme, and a nice feed for Mason Johnson. They practiced that multiple times, I know, and he just missed it wide. Here is Mason right now trying to get something cooking shorthanded, and Jackson Hoyme is wheeling and dealing in the zone right now, and he's just going to drag it back up and out. and rag some time off the clock, off the window on the far side. Minute 20 left to go in the power play. And New Richmond's got it right now. They'll go cross ice D to D. And here is Lance Howard for the guys in orange. It is Evan Foyles spinning, working it up on the near wing. Andrew Bobby's got it for Chi High. Bobby, a little one-timer, picks up the rebound, almost went backhand through his own legs, and just couldn't maneuver that one. Oh, that would have been a beautiful goal for number three. Here comes New Richmond into the zone. Cards get back. Drew Bobby back checking. He's got it right now. Tosses it across the blue line. Out to neutral ice with 43 seconds left to go here in the New Richmond power play. And this is going to be played with a high stick right here, so that'll stop play. My compadre here is trying to make him look down the ice. And it's
definitely not a defensive zone faceoff here.
Well,
definitely. I think
it's gonna go all the way back down there. He's pleading to go in the offensive zone. But it's going to come back in the Chi High zone for the draw right here.
Austin Taylor is giving his uncle an earful right now. It's going to be weird at Christmas.
I'll say. It's just going to be coal in his stocking for sure. Oh, now they're going to bring it out. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Christmas is going to be fine.
Christmas is coming.
Back to center.
Everybody's happy, I guess, then. 37 seconds to go in the power play. Chi High with a clean win off the draw at neutral ice. And Gus Thorpe rolls back to find some room. And this is Swobes just inside his own blue line. And there's a dump all the way down with 20 seconds left to go in the New Richmond power play. 6:15 on the game clock here in the second. Chi High up by three. Hasn't put one in behind the goaltender yet this period, but let's see what goes here. A two-on-one rush. Here is Carlson for Chi High. Works it off to his right, and a shot just wide from Evan Foyles. They had it going, but got a little deep on the goaltender and had no room, and Marlowe sweeps this one in as it comes near him with authority, and Chi High on the break right here. This is Drew. Number three moves in. Drew Bobby with a one-timer, and that was squeezed between the pads by McGillis. And the faceoff coming to the Richmond D zone here.
We had like four phenomenal scoring chances that penalty kill, which is just unbelievable. But
yeah.
It's like it's like a light switch for us.
Yeah,
it wakes us up a little bit.
Absolutely. Motivation right there. Chi High on the draw, controls play. Here is Thorpe. Did it stay in? Yes. I thought it might have just touched the outside of the blue line. Swobes with a nice keep. But this one finally comes out. And an icing call here on New Richmond with 5:27 left to go in the second period.
But we need to take that intensity that we have during the penalty kill and transfer it to 5-on-5.
Absolutely.
They'll blow this game out of the water if they can do that.
You bet. Chi High leads in shots 15-11 with 5:27 remaining here in the second on WOGO and Cards TV. This one is grabbed and going to be yanked back by Chi High and thrown over the bench and out of play. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High Hockey. 5:18 left here in the second. And Richmond pulls it back for Nico Keller, and he'll hammer one in the left wing corner in the Chi High D zone. Cards on the break. New Richmond there to knock it down. That was sweet. Zalen's sweet for New Richmond. Drops this one left wing corner, but the Cards exit. Here they come. And Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoyme always looking to attack. Nearly had a breakaway chance right there, but lost the rock. 4:45 left to go in the period. And the Cards retreat to pick it up. And here they come. It is Sam Hebert. Works it off the wall on the far side and then lost the puck. And this one sent in on Marlowe as he went off a little bit to his left and knocks it down and hangs on. 4:36 remaining second period here on WOGO. Hockey next week, Thursday and Friday. We got the playoff game Thursday night, Chi High against Schofield or North, the winner of that one in the first round of the postseason. And then it is CFM Friday night. In their first playoff game, they'll host the Eau Claire Stars, 6:40 pregame show. Here's a shot right on. Marlowe finds it and keeps it in front of him and makes the save right there. Boy, he makes it look easy down there, doesn't he?
He really does. He's not a flashy goaltender, but he's so sound fundamentally. And, I mean, he's got a potential to really earn another shutout
tonight.
Yeah,
I agree. Looking for his fifth in a row. 4:25 left to go. And the faceoff drop inside the Card zone, and Chi High's got it right now. Here they come up the alley in the far side. Tossed wide by Carlson, left wing corner. Cards trying to control in the zone, and it's going to come back out. And here comes New Richmond. It is Lance Howard crossing the blue line into attacking territory. Leaves it off to his left for Gabe Fox. And now it comes loose. Chi High trying to pounce on it. And who's going to come up with the puck right here? It is Gus Thorpe. Turns, fires one up and around, and it's going to come into the New Richmond, into the ice with 3:45 left to go. Tigers on the breakout here. There's the intercept, and here is Jackson Hoy. Breakaway chance. Hoy dangles and drops it glove side on McGillis, and it's 4-0. There you go. There's the magic man, Jackson Hoy, with the goal for Zip Chi High.
Well, he remembered his last breakaway. And instead of going back to the left, he cut back to the right, and he had the whole net to shoot at.
13:23, time of the goal for Jackson Hoym. And Mr. Hoym has picked up his 23rd goal of the season, 47th point. And it's 4-0 Chi High. Here is Swobes. Jams that one on the wall into the New Richmond zone. The Cards still playing hard here. This is Drew Bowman. Back to Hoym. Hoym stops, tries to change directions. This one's going to come around on the yellow stripe and banged off the wall by Bjorn Bonneman. Squeezed on the dasher on the far side. It's going to come loose and tapped across the blue line by New Richmond with 3:10 left to go. There's a scramble for it out at neutral. Who's going to pick it up? And then it's going to be New Richmond. Tigers have it here. It's Matthew Unger. Lays it ahead on the right wing side. One-timer on net. And that one right into the gullet of Marlowe, and the Chi High Cards in transition right here. A drop pass. Here's Swobes. Moves in. Tried a shot. That was knocked down. And New Richmond with a breakaway chance. Cards have to get back. Tigers come in, and Chi High, nice back check there for the Cards. And they turn it back the other direction. And here comes Swobes. Into the, Ethan Foyles, not 22, but 27. Foyles had it, then lost the rock, and it's loose just inside the Card zone and tapped ahead and cleared across the line in an offsides call here against New Richmond.
Yeah, how about that Card's forecheck? I mean,
yeah.
And then the back-checking pressure to give up an on-man rush and then not even let New Richmond get a shot, that's just really impressive. That's hard work in hockey.
Drop just underneath us here on the right dot. And this one is careened into the zone and hit the rafters up in the top of the building.
You got the 56 degree out for that one.
Yeah, that's for sure. A small chip. Speaking of small chips, if you have a small chip in your windshield, don't let it turn into a big crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Speaking of glass, that one off the window on the far side. Everything just reminds me of White City Glass. Cleared ahead through neutral ice and flagged down by Andy Johnson of New Richmond. There's the TO and picked up by Carter Bovey. He'll gun one off the backhand with a minute 55 left to go here in the period. And the puck loose in the right wing corner. New Richmond's got it right now, slowly moving up the ice. And the keep right there by Sam Hebert as he stepped up. Loose in the right wing corner. Minute 42 left to go in the period. Cards had three in the first. One more here in the second. And it's 4-0 Chi High. Cards have it right now. It is Evan Foyles. We'll stretch it up to the blue line. Turns, hands it off of the near wing. And a soft one on McGillis. And he'll handle that very easily with 1:24 left here in the second. Shot 17-13 in favor of the number one ranked team in the state, D1. Got the number one ranked team in the state, D2. And here's how the pollsters appreciate New Richmond, because they don't have the best record in D2, but they're still number one. Just shows you what they think of New Richmond. Ah, there's a shot. Oh, the Cards with a chance right there from Drew Bovey as he just missed the cage. Chai High still on the attack, turning, ripping a backhander is Jackson Hoym. A little too close to McGillis, and he was able to knock it down with the body and hang on to that one.
Yeah, McGillis has actually been really solid here this game. He's, especially the second half of this period, he's just been getting shelled, and he's been up to the task for most of the game.
And we put some hard shots on him, really danced around in front of him, and he's made several big-time saves. Here's Jackson Hoym again, top of the wheel on the far side, right into the glove of McGillis with 57.3 left to go on the clock. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Cards Hockey, AM 680, 103.1 FM, Logo.com, and tonight Cards TV. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe stops, waits, and works it off to his right for Swobes. We'll gun this one in the left wing corner, and here Richmond's got it right here. There's a nice play by Swobes. He saw the pass, dropped it on the glove, and gives it up for Mason Johnson. Back to Swoboda. Top of the zone, and guns one in. And McGillis able to find that through bodies out in front of him, and he makes the save with 34.4 left on the game clock here in the second. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics.
McGillis, you know, just caught that one from Soto with his chicken wing right there.
That's
right. That almost snuck through.
You bet. 30 seconds left to go in the period. Chai High in the zone. They've got the rock, and now they cough it up. And here is Matthew Unger for New Richmond. Unger tried to backhand a pass off to his right. Cards are there, and this one banked off the glass and up and out of play with 17.4 seconds left to go in this period.
Very important faceoff here. You do not want to give up a goal here with only 17 seconds left in the period.
Here we go. Faceoff in the zone. Chai High up 4-1. 4-0, pardon me. And they've got the puck right now with 10 seconds left to go, and dump it in the New Richmond zone. Willing to back off a little bit here with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and there's the horn. And Chai High goes to the locker room, leading 4-0. So maybe not the scoring eruption here in the second, but they got a goal, and every goal just puts them closer to home base here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to be really happy with the way they played the second half of that period. Just dominant, and that it was a lot more like the team that we're used to seeing, where they're just really fun to watch, moving the puck super fast. You know, definitely very happy with that second period. McGillis just came up with some huge saves.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a couple one-on-ones, you know, phenomenal plays that he just came up with a big save. So I don't think that the score was really reflective of
what that. Yeah, they played better in the second, only scored one goal here in the second, but they looked like they're in control.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a little bit of work in the defensive zone, but nothing crazy. I mean, kind of back to the keys to the game. Now, just kind of stay the course and play your game.
Yeah. Shots were 8-8 at the end of the first period. Now 20-13 in favor of Chai High. And for that matter, the Richmond's had three power plays. So you would think they'd be at least equal in shots, but Chai High, the better of it on that stat as well.
A lot of our shots came on the kill.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we are a organized scoring machine on the penalty kill, and it's super fun to watch.
Not a volunteer to play with four players or something sometimes.
I mean, it's really fun to watch. It's a good problem to have, but, man, I just wish that at times we were bringing that intensity that, 5-on-5.
For some reason, the intensity ramps up.
Right. I think it's just kind of like a challenge. You're like, we got one less guy. Let's see if we can go score.
Yeah. All right, 4-0, Chai High looking for win number 20 on the season over to Richmond. As we complete two periods, we're going to hear from our field reporters, Jack and Josie, coming up in a little bit here on WOGO Radio. We'll take a three-minute break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cards in the Richmond tonight in the home ice. And Chi-High up 4-0. Three in the first. One more here in the second. And they are in control of this game so far, but 17 to play yet this evening. Well, we are delighted to have Jack and Josie with us here tonight. A couple of student reporters from Chi-High. Let's see if we can find them right now. Hey, y'all, wave where you are in the stands, will you? Just come on here.
Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, where are you?
We're over.
Wave at me.
Oh, over here.
Okay. Oh, there you are. Okay, take it away, Jack.
All right, thanks, Greg. I'm here with Jack, and I'm with
Josie Burrish, and we're going to be asking these fine young fellas who their favorite player is.
A lot of good-looking fellas, but the best got to be Brett Krista.
Mine's got to be Munchin Mick, number 31. So hot, he's melting the ice.
There's a lot of cute guys out there, but my tip-top favorite player, Sam McClam.
Easily my favorite player, number 3, Drew Bovey. Shout out Aaron Knessa's gym class, second hour.
Roll cards.
Thanks, guys.
Woo!
And we'll send it back to you, Greg. Thank you.
Okay, Jack and Josie, thank you very much. Fun to have them along for the ride here tonight as Chi-High play in New Richmond. You learn all kinds of things about these high school players from their fellow students.
Yeah, it's always interesting, too. It's a lot more interesting, actually, when you're a coach and you hear some of the stuff, and I'm like,
yeah.
What? Was I like that?
Yeah, right. All right. Very good. Chi-High up 4-0 on New Richmond. Shots 20-13 in favor of the Cards. Trying to bring this one home for their 20th win of the season. They wind things down here this week. They got New Richmond tonight And then Memorial on the road on Thursday. We will not be having that as a radio game. We've got Regis and McDonald girls basketball, a key sectional game. And we'll have that one for you instead on Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, buckets as well. Here on WOGO, we got Chi-High at Menominee on Friday nights for boys basketball. And then the Chi-High girls at New Richmond Saturday afternoon. Mark Halverson with a call on both those games, Friday night and Saturday afternoon on the road. 210 Cardinal Countdown pregame show from New Richmond on Saturday afternoon. All right, we'll take one more break. Chi-High ready for the third period, up 4-0 on New Richmond. Back in 3 minutes, this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for three. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in!
Finally! Ethan to Evan Foyles.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Chi-High 4 and New Richmond nothing after two periods here tonight. The battle of the number one teams in the state. Chi-High number one in D1, and New Richmond is number one in D2. By the way, hats off to former Chi-High player and assistant coach Scott Sinkink, head of the media department. They got a three-camera set here going tonight, and some students, way to go, you guys. We've got cameras up here. Good job. Cameras all over, and they're doing a great job with Cards TV. We're pleased to be a part of that as well, and Jack and Josie up in the stands here tonight, too, and bringing it home on Cards TV. Again, you can link to Cards TV at WOGO.com under the sports schedule right there at the bottom. We have a link to Cards TV, bringing it home to you. throughout the season will help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. At Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly smiles at In Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4kids.com. sim4kids.com. Chi High in Section 1. They will have a bye in the first round and play either D.C. Everest or Eau Claire North. Everest, the number 9 seed, and North, the number 8 seed. That'll be at Chipwood. North is hosting Everest on Tuesday. Chi-I will play the winner of that game on Thursday. And hopefully they can keep the pedal to the metal here, Coop, in the postseason.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. No. You know, if you lose, you're done for the season. And, you know, I think everybody's pretty open about it that, you know, our goal is to make it to state. And you need to be playing your best hockey every single game. So for the Cardinals, I mean, you gotta win out now.
Yeah, we'll follow them as long as they go, as deep as they go in the postseason. Hopefully as deep as Madtown.
Great. That's something worth taking work off for right
yeah.
there.
For me, it's a day at the office. The office will be at the hockey rink. 17 up on the board. Players are out there just waiting for the referees here. And here they come. Dave Bestel leads them up. Grabs a puck. And we're almost ready for the third period here on WOGO Radio. We'll have our post-class and mirror post-game show. The Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap at the end. And catch up with Scott Parker, head coach of the Cards, to visit with him about the game after this 17-minute period. I think they're kind of waiting for the ice to set up here a little bit, too. I mean, it's
I'm glad 50, they're doing that.
52, I think, for the high today. It's got to be a little tough on the ice.
Yep. I'm glad that they're taking their time to do that. You know, Dave Bestel's been a phenomenal ref in Wisconsin for years and years, and he's seen enough games here. He knows that it takes a little bit to set up, so we've ran into that multiple times this year, both at Hobbs and here,
yeah.
where they didn't let it set up in time, and, you know,
it
the puck just stops.
The flow of the
exactly.
Game.
So yeah. they're doing the right thing here. Waiting an extra 3 minutes is going to save us all a lot of headaches.
Dave, along with his son, Gabe, that's got to be fun for him to see his son follow in his footsteps as a referee. Gabe played at North and his second season of reffing, and Joey Kohler, I believe he played at North as well. Is the other ref out here tonight?
Yeah, but if you're Gabe, you know, he's got, if he has any questions, it's just like,
exactly.
Hey, Dad,
how do I do this? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Dad, how did I do tonight?
Right.
Because that's, as far as I'm concerned, the pinnacle of refs.
I agree. All right, just waiting it out here for a little bit for the ice to harden up. That Zamboni laid some water out there, filling in the cracks, and they'll be dropping here pretty shortly, I think. I can see it starting to clean up
yep.
as we speak.
Looks like the north end of the ice is pretty much ready to go. So
that's where McGillis is, the goaltender for the Richmond. Mick Marlow chatting with Dave Bestel right now at the other end. The goaltender for the Chi-High Cardinals. I think they can drop any time here.
Yep. Mason Johnson's having a good chat with Gabe. I'm sure
yeah.
he's just like, remember when you scored on us?
Yeah.
Time?
Yeah, you bet. About the same height, aren't they?
Yeah.
Crowd starting to fill in after grabbing their snacks in the concession stand. And players still chit-chatting. Just a few small areas of water left out here.
But shout out to our listener, Chris Gormley.
Okay.
He figured out that we were actually mistaken in our stats, that we had already won the BRC outright.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had the win tonight, but you're right. Hudson 9-2-1 in the BRC, so they've tied one game. I didn't look off over to my right here enough, and Chi-High at 12-0 in the BRC. And I thought with the two losses, we'd have to win one of these games, but we've actually already clinched it. But there's still the goal of going undefeated.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's still be
and
huge.
Now keeping another scoreless streak going for Mick Marlowe.
Yeah, I mean, he has got such an opportunity here to get yet another shutout, which is just unbelievable.
Five in a row for him.
Yeah.
And his goals against average already down to 1.30.
That's just absurd. But, you know, he's a phenomenal goaltender.
He is.
Here we go.
All right. They've seen it up. The ice firm. And here we go. Underway as Chi High will draw it back for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe retreats behind his goaltender. Now works it up on the near wing. And Chi High exits their zone and still kicked around a little bit. Picked up by Drew Bovey. And he'll lob one in the left wing corner. Half a minute gone here in the third. Chi High up 4-0. Goals by Carlson and Evan Foyles. Mason Johnson and his line mate Jackson Hoib makes it 4-0. Chi High banked into the zone by De Richmond here and gunned around, and the Cards have it. Picked up there by Drew Bovey. He will chuck one in and head to the bench, and that line will exit for a little rest. And it's the Foyles line out there right now. Ethan draws the puck on the forehand, dumps it in the left wing corner. Hauled in by New Richmond. They wrap it around the boards, trying to go on the near side. Now it's punched back in by Chi High and dribbled across the line by the Tigers. Kicked around between the teams at this moment. Here is New Richmond, the intercept, and a chance right there for catcher Langness. And loose, where is it? Out in front of Marlowe. He couldn't find it. And finally swept aside by the Cards D with 15:41 left to go. Scoreless game still going for Marlowe. Kicked up in the air. Chi High has it. And they clear the zone. And Carter Bovey jams it on the wall on the far side. New Richmond knocks it down, plays it ahead for Langness. He'll move in. One-timer right on. And that one, a long rebound by Marlowe, and up and out of the zone. Here's Chi High. Here is Evan Foyles. Foyles drags it off to his right. Nearly beat a couple of guys and ran hard into the post and dislodged the net. Well, he danced in, nearly beat two defensemen that were trailing him. And Evan's going to be up and under his own power and get off right here.
Yeah, it was like he kind of got clotheslined, but I couldn't tell by what, whether it was the net, the goalie, or the defenseman. I'd have to watch it back, but really good opportunity there for him. Just couldn't get it done.
Made a nice move, just unable to complete it. The drop outside the NRD zone, and here is Gus Thorpe. He'll curl this one off the boards on the near side. And it is going to be Matthew Unger for New Richmond. Races into the zone, then is crushed on the wall on the far side. And this one up and out for Chi High. Andrew Johnson tipped it off his stick, tried to chase it down himself in the New Richmond zone. 14:45 left to go here in the period. Picked up by the Cards. Brett Carlson spins and throws one toward the net. It went wide into the corner, and Chi High in the forecheck can't keep it in. It's going to be Matt Unger for New Richmond. Unger gives it up for Bjorn Bonneman, but his shot blocked out in front. And the puck loose and back of Mick Marlowe. 14:23 left to go. Along the yellow stripe, left to right. And it's going to be Matt Unger for New Richmond. And this one coughed up by the Cards. A shot right on from Andy Johnson from New Richmond. Went through several sets of legs and hit Marlowe, and he sticks that one in the left wing corner. 14 minutes to go here in the third period. Chi High up by 4-0 count. And it's going to be Gus Thorpe. Thorpe goes off to his right, then spins away, pivots away from the defensive pressure. Gives it up for Andrew Johnson. And he'll throw it in the left wing corner. Now New Richmond's got it. On the half wall in the zone. There's the intercept for Chi High. Moving off for Krista. And he walked it in the left wing corner. Now Mason Johnson. And Johnson feeds it for Jackson Hoib. And he just missed the back of the cage right there. And it's going to come out with 13:27 left to go. New Richmond's got it. Here is Gage Fox. Fox walked it into the left wing corner on the half wall in the Chi High zone. Cards are on it. This one is curled over on the near side by Thorpe. And Chi High with it right now. Turned up and out by Krista, trying to hit Mason Johnson. There's the T.O. And it's going to be Lance Howard for New Richmond. Walks across the blue stripe. His centering pass knocked out. And, well, there was almost a sucker pass for Drew, but he backed off just in time to avoid a blindside hit. Cards in the midst of a change. 12:45 left to go. And New Richmond goes D to D right here. And up and out to neutral ice. 12:38 remaining third period. Chi-High up 4-0. 3 in the first. 1 more in the second. And the Cards on the attack right here with 12:25 left to go in the game. New Richmond, though, in transition. Here is Sabourin. Regan Sabourin, left wing corner centering pass. Marlow got a stick on that. Shots 20-15 in favor of the Cards. And this one turned aside by Chi-High into the New Richmond zone. Now they have it. Working into the right wing corner. New Richmond off the glass. Nice keep right there by Sam Hebert. And Chi-High just trying to muscle the puck and press in on the goaltender McGillis, and nearly had something cooking, but give it up in the zone. Now it's just inside the Chi-High zone. Rifled wide of the cage. 11:45 left to go, and the Cards on the break right here. It is Evan Foyles. Foyles into the right wing corner. Centering pass, and Chi-High has scored. Beautiful, beautiful play right there out of the corner by Evan Foyles. And a score for Jackson Hoym. And the Cards lead it 5-0.
Really nice play from Foyles to Hoym out in front of the net. Hoym had all day to shoot that puck, and he found the back of the net.
5:22. Time of the goal here in the third. And the Cards up 5-0. A goal shy of running time here against New Richmond. Chi-High beat the Tigers 7-2 the first time around. And the Cards up by the same 5-goal score right now, except they've got the shutout here this evening. 11:25 left to go. New Richmond trying for pay dirt here. Here they come. Across the line is Bjarneman. Bjorn with the puck. Dropped one wide of the cage, and it's going to be hauled in by Gus Thorpe. Thorpe patiently waiting behind his tender. Now an opening seam up the ice as he lays off to his right. And the puck is taken by Mason Johnson. Oh, he buried it. Number 7. There's a sniper's goal if I ever saw one. Johnson rolled off to his left and gunned one about 3/4 up the net for a 6-0 lead for Chi-High.
Yeah, just Mason Johnson doing Mason things again. Into running time now. So really, really strong play by the Cardinals today.
6 minutes gone here in the third period. Johnson, his second goal of the night, his 20th of the season. So that line starting to roll here, that first line for sure. Johnson, Jackson Hoym, and Carter Bovey. Thorpe with the assist. Gus, another big night with a couple of assists here this evening. And Chi-High up 6-0 in running time here against the Tigers. It's Carlson tried the forecheck, lost the rock, and New Richmond brings it up. Here is Coleman Roth, gets his first shift for the Tigers, comes up to the line and drops one in, and Chi-High in transition right here. Gus Thorpe angles ahead right beneath us. Thorpe at the right wing corner. Now Thorpe just is going to walk into the goaltender himself, hammers one on McGillis, and clear it out to neutral for Swobes to haul it in out at center ice. Tapped ahead along the dasher of the far side, lifted up, bounces into the New Richmond zone with 9:53 left to go here in the third period. Chi-High, 6-goal lead here against the Tigers, 3 in the first, 1 more in the second, and 2 here in the third period. And here we go. Cards rolling again, looking for a fifth straight shutout for Mick Marlow. Shots 23-15 in favor of Chi-High with 9.5 left to go here in the period. And here is Krista. He's going to walk it up himself. Bodied off the puck, but Evan Foyles trying to get to it. Here's Ethan Foyles. Evan's got it. Evan had the puck for a moment, then lost it, and to Richmond. Up the ice with it. Here is Zaylin Sweet. Sweet pretty much by himself trying to launch a centering pass. That one went in front of Nick Marlowe. And to Richmond will pry it off the wall. And there goes the shutout. Sweet on the right side. And the Cards lost him. And New Richmond has scored here in the game. And there goes the Cards' chance for a fifth straight shutout.
You know, and it's frustrating. You know, it just seems like we got stuck out there a little bit. They've been knocking at the doorstep a couple different times tonight. That streak comes to the end, but Cardinals still likely to come away with a win tonight, which is what matters.
Yeah, so. 7:59, time of that goal for Zaylin Sweet. His 15th goal of the year. And the assist went to catcher Langness. And Chi-Hi loses that shutout bid, but still in control of the game. So they got to shake it off here. 8:40 counting left to go here in the third period. Let's get it back right here, guys. This is Mason Johnson, banks it off the wall to himself. Jackson Hoym floating down the slot looking for a feed. This one tips back to Swobes, turns, launches one right on the ice. Mason Johnson at the post on the near side, ricocheted off him into the right wing corner, and the Card set up shop again. Here is Jackson Hoyt. Back to Gus. Rolls back. Gus shadows the puck. Keeps it screened and back to Swobes. And his shot ricocheted off the Richmond player and up and out of play here. 8:06 left to go, third period.
Yeah, lost that running time too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we can get another one, get back into that category.
You bet. Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, seeking plumbers, heating service techs, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Find out more, or you can apply online at wheresgala.com. That's wheresgala.com. Chi-Hi to Richmond tonight, our last regular season radio game. We'll be back here a week from Thursday for the first playoff game. Chi-Hi will host Schofield or North in that one.
Yeah, regular season went fast.
It sure did, didn't it? Began back in November, winding up here in Feb. And it was warmer. It's warmer today than when we started this season. In the 50s. Unbelievable. Wonder how the outside ice is doing. This one tipped off for net stick and an icing call here on Chi-Hi. Is there anything left of that outside rink with these temperatures? It's covered.
Yeah, but that only goes so far. I mean, there's ice on the lakes.
There is. There sure is. Ice fishermen out there all over. Nobody's driving their vehicles on the lake, though, anymore.
No way.
Yeah. 7:45 left to go. We're back to action. This one tipped up into the netting and out of play. Yeah, we'll have the girls game, the CFM girls game for you on Friday after the Chi-Hi boys playoff game on Thursday. Same start time, 6:40 Cardinal countdown on Thursday. Pregame show, 6:40 on Friday night. We'll see Caitlin Doherty's Sabres for the first time since December. 7.5 left to go here. Fournette shovels this one ahead for Carlson. Brett's got it right now. Works off to his left for Andrew Johnson. Johnson left side. And it's in the right wing corner. Now back to Sam Hebert. Nearly redirected down low from Carlson. That one just missed the net on the redirect. And here is Fournette. Backhands one into the left wing corner. Going to be scooped up by New Richmond. Up and out with 7 minutes left to go here. And the Cards in control. 6-1. Chi-Hi back to that Foyles line as a shift is made right here. Cards with the pick, and here is Fournette, turns, fires one in on McGillis. And that one was eaten up by the goaltender with 6:47 left to go in the third.
Yeah, Fournette's a gritty little player.
He's
always
like
in the dirty areas. I mean, you know, you kind of hope next year he'll get a couple more inches on him, and he could be really dangerous.
That would help. But I like how he fights and battles.
Oh, yeah, he plays really hard.
Yeah, here is New Richmond right now. It is Canton Langness who brings it into the zone, tries to chase it down himself, but the Cards are there first with 6.5 left to play here in the third. and banked off the wall. Here comes Chai High. Across the line is Carter Bovey, but in just a little bit soon was Ethan Foyles, and that'll draw the whistle for offsides. Well, no doubt about it now, 6-1. Cards are going to pick up win number 20 here tonight. And had a little battle going in the first period, but, you know, good to play these good quality teams. Down the stretch, we've got Memorial on Thursday night. Another good quality team as Chai High will finish with some really strong competition. Here's a penalty coming up on New Richmond as Evan Foyles was dropped on the high check there. And New Richmond will draw a penalty, and the Cards on the power play for the first time here tonight. New Richmond's got three themselves, three power plays. So something to work on here for Chai High. On the power play, they're 26.9%. New Richmond on the kill at 79.5%. And let's see if the first line can roll here on the power play. Mason Johnson ready to take the draw, bends down, works it back for Drew Bowlby. They fed it for Evan Foyles, but he couldn't control, and it just drifts back out to the center circle. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe retreats, backs up. Oh, he feathered on the pass, but still able to reach it with that long reach and pick it up. And we got to hit the reset button right here. 5:45 left to go, third period. Cards on the power play. Let's get back that six-goal lead. Here comes Chai High. Right wing corner. Bent around the boards for Drew Bowlby. He'll feed it to Gus Thorpe. Slides over, high slot, and a shot on net. Tracked down by McGillis, but Chai High's got the puck here as they pick it up. Here is Drew Bovey, quarterback on that power play. Bovey in the high slot, goes down to the top of the circles, then retreats, gives it to Gus Thorpe on the near side. Mason Johnson, Thorpe hands off left side, one-timer on net. Where is it? McGillis got a piece of it, and it ricocheted into the right-wing corner. 1 minute left to go in the power play. 5:07 on the game clock here in the third, and Gus Thorpe rolls his way into the zone, weaves his way along the blue line. He worked it off to his right for Mason Johnson. Couldn't control it, but it's picked up by Jackson Hoym. I make that, that's Hoym. Hoym's got the puck right now. Number 8 dangles off to his right, then feeds Gus Thorpe. Now they go cross ice, and here's Drew. Drew picks it up. Tried to hit, I think, Evan Foyles at the hash marks, but that one didn't get to him, and it's loose. Back for Drew. Quick one-timer on net. Foyles on the redirect try, but it kicked off his stick and up and out of play with 21 seconds left to go here in the power play.
Moving the puck super, super well in the power play there. Just having a tough time getting it to the net. It seems like New Richmond's just kind of packing that middle.
Yep.
So we're going to have to come in from the low side now rather than running it from up top.
4.5 on the game clock. 21 seconds remaining in the power play. And a scramble for the left wheel. And this one comes high in the zone. Still not out, though. And racing over to get it is Carlson. He couldn't beat the New Richmond player. That was Joe Heppner on the track meet. And so it's back in the Chai High zone. With down to a couple of seconds left to go in the power play. And that'll do it. 4:09 left to go. Chai High 0-1 in the power play. New Richmond 0-3 here tonight. With exactly 4 minutes remaining here in the period. Back to the point for New Richmond. Kicked around at the low part of the wheels. And finally picked up by Chai High. Carlson will wing this one ahead for Carter Bovey. His one-timer on net. Saved by McGillis. And with 3:45 left to go in the period. Chai High up 6-1. That'll draw the whistle here as we wind things down tonight. Basketball for you Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon here on WOGO. Hockey next Thursday and Friday, playoff hockey on WOGO. And here comes New Richmond. Lance Howard walks it across the blue line into the zone. There's the feed. We got a cross-check call here on Andrew Johnson as he dropped the much smaller New Richmond player. That was Chase Huber. And that'll draw a whistle, and New Richmond with their fourth power play of the night right here. Cross check
on Andrew Johnson. 3:29 left to go, third period.
Well, we go on the kill here for pretty much most of the rest of the game. So, we've been pretty dangerous on the kill. So
yeah, we have.
Should be interesting to see if we can do that again.
Yeah, that first line back out there again. They're the sniper line, so to speak, on the penalty kill. And here we go. Underway. Face off in the Chi High zone. 3:24 left of the game clock. And Gus Thorpe will pin the New Richmond player up against the dasher. Chi High trying to work it out of their own end of the ice. And this one back into Richmond. Feisty here on the power play, but they went D to D and it got away from Lance Howard, so he has to retreat and give it up for Bjorn Bonneman. Bonneman across the line, poke checked off his rock and stick, and the rock is tossed all the way down by Chi High. Card's going to change up lines right here. Jackson Hoyne comes off. Evan Foyle's on the ice. Another player retreats, and here is Carter Bovey. And New Richmond's got it right here. Hey, they go cross ice. One-timer just fanned on. And here is Evan Foyles. Foyles a two-on-one going with Carter Bovey. Feeds Bovey. Oh, there's a goal for number six. Bovey made the move and went to the backhand on the near side. Dropped it behind McGillis. And there's back to a six-goal lead.
Well, it was only a matter of time before he got a shorty tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, how many two-on-ones
right.
did we have shorthanded up?
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But what a pass, and then what a finish by Carter Bovey to have the patience to pull that puck back and just beat that goaltender easily.
14:30 on the goal. 6 from 9. Carter Bovey with the goal here tonight. His 9th of the year. Picked up his 18th point of the season. And the Cards, they could go, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They have potential 7 guys with 20 or more points this season. They've just been fantastic in the point department here this year. 7-1, the count right now. We're in running time. Still a power play for New Richmond with 2 minutes exactly left to go here in the ball game. And they've got a half a minute left to go on the power play. We're under 2 minutes to play. New Richmond's got it right now. And Chi High with the intercept and the clear with 1:48 left to go. We're back to running time here in the closing minutes of the game. Here is New Richmond. It is Regan Sabourin who's got it for him right now. Moves up to the blue line. Dumped into the Chi High zone. Stopped by Marlowe. Here's the clearing pass, and Chi High able to dump it down, and that will do it for the power play. So New Richmond 0-for-4 on the man advantage here tonight, and hauled in by Thorpe back in the Chi High D zone. Here is Thorpe, dances behind his goaltender. Works it off over to Mason Johnson, and the Cards are able to clear out to center ice with 1 minute left to go now. In this one, Chi High will pick up their 20th victory of the year as the Cards play catch in their own end of the ice. Marlowe doesn't get the shutout tonight. He played well, though, and Chi High will win the game for him nonetheless, and he'll pick up the victory. That'll be his 19th win of the season. 40 seconds left to go in this one as the teams play catch out at neutral ice. Shots 28-17 in favor of the Cards.
Mason!
They're able to work it up the ice. This is Gus Thorpe into the zone. And Swobes has got it right now for Chi High. Goes cross ice for Carlson. Here is Brett. His pass knocked down and up in the air with 13 seconds left to go. Thorpe has got it. Tried to get Ethan Foyles. That one didn't work, and here is New Richmond with a backhand try in the closing seconds of this one, and Marlowe with a nice save on that to keep it 7-1. So Chi High, 7 goals here tonight, outshot New Richmond 28-18, and wins this one for their 20th victory of the season.
How many in a row is that?
That is 13 in a row.
Wow. That's so impressive.
Yeah,
this team just, you know, even if they come out of the gate slow, it seems like they always seem to pick it up in the second period, and
another convincing victory tonight.
Three goals in the first, one more in the second, and then three here in the third. And Chi-High keeps pounding teams 7-1 here with one more road game before the playoffs Thursday night down at Hobbs against the Aves. Chi-High 7 and Richmond 1. And so they sweep the night. Well, I'm sorry, they split the night. Richmond beat Chi-High 4-2 in the JV game. Well, what do you think?
I think the Cardinals played a really good game tonight. I think, you know, obviously a little bit slow start, but that's okay. You know, they really rallied nice. And I thought that the first line really came to life. And, man, Evan Foyles just continues to impress me.
Yep.
Carlson with another really strong game. Beautiful goal in the first. So, yeah, I mean, stay the course, Cardinals. I mean, I don't know what else to say. They just keep winning, Greg, and it's really fun to watch, and I love this team.
Yeah, I do too. They seem like a real focused team. I mean, they don't really we've seen a few lags here this season, but they seem like they are really focused on the big goal of getting down to Madison and playing well.
And that starts with the coaches, and then, you know, it gets passed on through those seniors. So, you know, these guys like to win. You know, you look at, you know, Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoyam. They're hockey players. That's what they do.
Yep.
So, you know, they're going to be gearing for a state run. And I think if they make it down there, they're going to be really dangerous.
I agree. All right, we have our post-game show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Thanks to Cards TV for being here tonight. Appreciate it very much. And our field reporters, Jack and Josie, as well. And we'll catch up with Scott Parker on the post-game show as well here tonight in our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap as well. We'll take a break for 2 minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
That was sad, man. Chi-High Hockey, the Cards victorious here tonight. A 7-1 count over New Richmond, and they win their 20th of the year. They finish the game tonight at 20-3. New Richmond, by the way, at 12-9-1 overall. They are 5-7-1 in the BRC. Chi-High still undefeated in conference at 13-0 and can go 14-0. First team to do that if they can beat Eau Claire Memorial on the road Thursday night. Our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks to motorhomes, Post-Glass Mirror fits them all, big or small. Coop, another day at the office for Chi High.
Yeah, another day, another victory. So, man, this team's fun to watch. I kind of run out of words to talk about this team,
right?
Because they do the right things. They do the little things right. They give the puck up to their buddies, and it's very obvious that their number one priority is winning hockey games, and they're very good at it.
Yeah, they do, and they just some of the goals are phenomenal, the way they play the puck and maneuver that rock all around, and just a whole lot of fun to watch, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they're so deep. That's the thing. I mean, this has got to be the deepest Cardinal hockey team there's ever been. I mean, there's really hardly any weak spots at all. And when there are weak spots, it's stuff that we can fix. So, man, you know, it's run out of
superlatives, don't we?
Right. Yeah. It's an exciting team to watch. And I mean, there's nothing to say that this team couldn't win it all this year.
Mm. All right, it's our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show, and it's time for our Holly Bovee stats recap, names you know stats recap here on WOGO. And we've got a lot of, it's always challenging with this team. They don't win too many 1-0 games. It's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 goals sometimes for the Chi High Cardinals. So they got 3 in the first, 1 more in the second, and 3 in the third. It all began with a goal by Brett Carlson at 4:48 of the first. The assist went to Matt Fournette. Nice to see Netter with some points here this year. And then a power play goal for Chi High. I had them 0-for-1 of the power play, but I think we had an earlier power play. So we went 1-for-2 on the power play. It was Evan Foyles at 8:35 of the first, and the first of two assists for Gus Thorpe. And also Swobes got an assist on that, so 2-0 Chi High. Then in the first to finish out the scoring, an unassisted goal from Mason Johnson. Beautiful one at 15:39. And Chi High led 3-0 after one. Then one more in the second to make it 4-0, but beauty as well. Jackson Hoym at 13:25, an unassisted goal for number 8. And he had a big night with... 2 goals in a row. The second goal for him in the third period at 5:22 of the third. The helper from Evan Foyles, and it's 5-0 Chi High. And then in the third at 6 minutes gone, it was Mason Johnson from that lethal first line, and the assist went to Gus Thorpe. And there is 6-0. And then New Richmond broke the scoring drought, wiped out the zero on the board. At 7:59 of the third, it was Zaylen Sweet took a feed off the wall from the near side from catcher Langness, and they scored to make it 6-1, and then Chi High 7-1 with the goal at 14:30 of the third. Carter Bovee, nice centering pass from Evan Foyles, and Carter scores to make it the final 7-1. Again, shots 28-18 in favor of Chi High, and a whole lot of photos being taken out here on the ice, huh?
Yeah, you know, the seniors, their last regular season home game. They're guaranteed one more game, and likely will get another at home. But it's always kind of tough for them, you know, because a lot of memories in here.
Absolutely.
They've been playing together in this arena probably for as long as they can remember. So. Big deal. Let them take a little time. Enjoy the victory, and enjoy the last regular season home game they'll play here. So.
Yeah. All right. WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Our recap here at the end, brought to you by Holly Bovee. Names you know stats recap. Holly Bovee, Caldwell Banker, Bernice Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com and find Holly on Facebook. I saw her and her hubby out there getting some photos as well here post-game as Chi-Hi wins their 20th of the season, 7-1 over New Richmond. And we're going to send Coop down to catch up with Scott Parker as we continue with our post-class mirror post-game show. We'll take a break back in three here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech
Law. Okay, let's go ahead and play 3 minutes worth here. We've got to get Coop down there.
I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that attorney Czech brought to Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of the process,
3 minutes,
and attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Sounds good.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Cards winners tonight, their 20th victory of the season, beating New Richmond 7-1 on WOGO. And Coop is downstairs with the victorious coach, Scott Parker. Coop.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, another Big Rivers win tonight, and another convincing Big Rivers win tonight. What does that mean for your team, and what does that mean going forward?
Well, it means Mick's not perfect. He let a goal in. So, and, you know, what it really means is it's pretty special, obviously. You played, and this doesn't happen too often, right? So we're excited. We're excited for those kids in the locker room that, you know, whether they're a practice player or a team player or a JV player, we're super excited and just are thankful and blessed that we are able to get this done. And, you know, it was just a great season for us to win this, and we're very excited that we get to, you know, go down and play Eau Claire Memorial and see where that goes. And then the playoffs start. So I really can't talk about the playoffs until we're done. So, it's going to be a great atmosphere down there. Fans, appreciate you coming tonight. I'd like more of you down there at Eau Claire Hobbs. And let's get that place rocking.
looking forward to Thursday. What are going to be some key takeaways from tonight that will help you get a W on Thursday?
Well, I think you saw our connections were a little loose in the first period. And, you know, we're going to have to play mistake-free hockey. You can't take a lot of penalties. We took a lot of reaching penalties today. That can't happen. A little loose fitting sometimes in our zone. Give New Richmond a lot of credit. They kept coming at us, and it seemed in the first period they were like a few inches away from a couple goals. So feel fortunate and feel blessed, and we're going to be ready to go for we have a good practice tomorrow, ready to go for Thursday.
Hey, Coach, appreciate your time. Good win tonight. We'll see you on Thursday night.
Thank you, Mr. Blockshot.
Okay, all right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, Cards fans go out there Thursday night to Hobbs and cheer on Chi High that could make history by winning that game, and they would be the first undefeated team, 14-0, in the BRC ever. They already can hang a banner here for conference champions, but a whole lot more to play for this year, including a trip to Madison. But that begins Thursday, next Thursday, and one more final game to play for Chi High. We will have that first playoff game next Thursday for you. Chi High will play either DC Everest or Eau Claire North here, and then the day after we'll have the CFM girls playoff game. They will take on the Eau Claire Stars, 6:40 pregame show for both games. In the meantime, this week we got buckets the rest of the way. On Thursday, it is the girls, McDonald girls at Regis, 6:55 pregame show, and then on Friday, it's Chi boys at home against Menominee for basketball, and then the girls on the road for buckets. Chi girls at New Richmond on Saturday, 2:10 pregame show for that, 6:55 on Friday night for the Cards women's basketball game. For our crew, for Cooper Fosvick, I'm Greg Stewart, and our producer tonight doing a great job is awesome Dawson Halverson. Final again, 7-1, Chi High in control of the BRC, beats New Richmond. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, good night.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.